Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. As always, we're kicking off the week with a whiz around a few art shows. Today we're staying in London, and to lead me through a few exhibitions worth a visit is art dealer Kathleen Fox-Davies. On our cultural tour of the capital, we'll be discussing Tom Vesselman, Collages 1959-64, a display of work by the pop artist at the David Taverner Gallery. We'll head to Hamilton's for photography by fashion photographer Hero, and we'll end at Beatles and Huxley, who have the first major London show of Joel Myra Witz's incredibly popular photo series called Cape Light. That mouthful is all to come on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Monocle Arts Review, Kathleen. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
And in the introduction there, whetted my appetite for what's about to come. I apologise on behalf of the entire Monocle 2014 for me not being able to get my words out. I don't know what's happened to me today. Let's let the pictures do the talking if we are able to do that on the radio.
Sounds good to me.
We'll start with Tom Vesselman at David Taverner. You went to the private view a couple of nights ago. Talk us through this one.
Well, this is an extraordinary exhibition of early works by the seminal American pop artist Tom Vesselman. The exhibition presents over 30 works produced between 1959 and 1960. During a significant period very early in the artist's career, before he was ever known as the great pop artist. Yeah. Vesselman, you probably know, he's best known for his bold, graphic, large-scale images of nude women or still lifes, including commercial products, drawing both fame and criticism alike for his similar approach and celebration of both subjects as items of commodity.
Yeah, that was the thing. It all had his later work, certainly his most well-known work, has that sheen of the advertising campaign and all the rest of it, and those kind of images that are so kind of commercially sexy that they're not actually sexy. You know what I mean?
It's quintessentially pop art.
Yeah.
And what this exhibition at David Taverner Gallery, it actually allows us a glimpse back into the rarely seen small, intimate, handmade collages that define the artist's early career. And we're able here to see how Vesselman, what his early inspirations were, but also we see him exploring and experimenting with materials, themes, and color as he's working out his artist, not only his style, but his voice that later he's known for.
And it's such a great thing, I suppose, to be able to see this collection of stuff. I think before we switched on the mics, you said lots of these have come from private collections. It's great to see it all together. And can you sort of trace a line from this early stuff to the stuff that he became well known for later? Can you see hints of it, or is it very obvious where he was going to go next?
It's very, very obvious. David Taverner worked directly with the Vesselman Estate to put this exhibition together, and they did a fantastic job. They actually have his very first collage on display, as well as his very first nudes, which were part of the Little American Nude series, later becoming the Great American Nude series, which is what he's known for.
Yeah.
And you see the thought process of this artist and how he's working. He's still including bold colors. You still see that melding of shapes to where they're very flattened.
And it seemed quite a lot more sort of traditionally figurative, and it was sort of post-impressionist, I suppose, was the stuff
exactly.
He was dabbling in at the beginning and finding his artistic voice.
His early work, particularly the nudes, you really do see the influences of Matisse, yeah. of Manet, of Degas, particularly with the nudes in the bathtub. And I found, knowing Tom Vesselman, I found that quite surprising, because these were the first time I was able to see many of these works. And it directly influences how he went on to approach the Great American Nude. They have, I believe it was Great American or Little American Nude number 2 became Great American Nude number 1. So within that gallery, they have the study collage, not alongside, but within the same exhibition as this seminal, breathtaking nude that really launched his career.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. It sounds like sort of museum quality stuff.
It's
as well.
Absolutely,
it's great to
museum
see all those
quality, and we're very lucky to have a gallery of this caliber here in London with its doors open, allowing us to see the work.
And such a nice space that
it's beautiful
to see these things. Okay, that's Tom Vesselman, or Vesselman. I was trying to Germanize people that aren't at David Taverner. We got that one right. And it's called Collages 1959 to 1964. Sounds fantastic. The next on your list, Kathleen, is Hero at the Hamilton's Gallery. that's also here in London. Talk us through this guy, who's a name that people will be familiar with his imagery and maybe with his name, but how far does this show, does it do a Tom Vesselman? Do we go back in time and see where he came from?
We don't go back in time, but this is a retrospective. It's the first time in over 20 years that Hamilton's Gallery in Mayfair is presenting the work of this acclaimed photographer, mainly known for his fashion work. The exhibition will interest surrealist art and fashion lovers alike, where they've pulled together a retrospective showcase of the iconic and most sought-after images by this artist, as well as lesser-known images that you probably would never have associated with Hero, the photographer.
And this stuff, I mean, I like this stuff. This is the, I mean, I wonder what you think. I wonder whether you like this stuff or whether you find this stuff interesting. You can tell us.
I find this stuff, the photography.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? I mean, his style.
Absolutely. I do find the style very interesting. It, from a contemporary standpoint, looking at it, it doesn't seem as groundbreaking as it was at the time. He was, I believe it was Richard Avedon who described him as neither being of Eastern or Western origin, that he was from nowhere and in this in-between place that allowed him to stand back and redefine a visual canon because he didn't really associate himself within any of it. And because of this, he's redefined how we look at images, whether it be commercial fashion photography or his more artistic portraits and still lifes that he created. My personal favorite works from this exhibition were the beautiful and surprising, striking Fighting Fish. It's a triptych. You were greeted with it as you walk into the gallery. And they're very close-ups of Fighting Fish. He worked on this series for over 10 years. But the works, quite literally, they're fish.
Yeah.
They're fish in water. But what it actually is broken down to are these amazing movements of color and form, and there's a tension to the pieces. And it's forcing you to look at something that's quite mundane and seeing the extraordinary in it.
And his work, I mean, it's the stuff that you, there's kind of, as you mentioned, there's a kind of surrealist element to it. It's every
Absolutely.
Student on their wall has a dripping clock, has a Salvador Dali poster,
exactly.
where they used to when
and
I
this
was.
Is the next, the
this
next
is kind of the next step.
Step.
But it feels to me, I always quite liked his work and feel that there's a kind of, there's a book jacket kind of element to it as well. Mm. That's almost like a J.G. Ballard kind of novels, kind of a book jacket design or something. There's something of that to it. And a bit of Guy Baudin, a bit of
appealing,
sexiness, and as you said,
sexy.
Fashion photography.
It's the bold color, it's that use of light, and you know, he redefined an entire way of looking at fashion photography. Coming out of working with Richard Avedon, he actually, as a student, now stands beside the likes of Richard Avedon and Penn in his historical importance within the field.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff, and I suppose there's a bit of a reappraisal going on with his work. Perhaps it's kind of, you know, there's it not being fashionable for a long time, but suddenly it being taken as good art.
The artist is 86 years old, and he's considered one of the last living legends of 20th century fashion photography. He's just received his very first retrospective at the Museum of Fine Art in Boston at the moment. Hamilton's has opened this mini retrospective of sorts. It only has 24 images, but they've worked really hard to pick ones that are reflective of the entire depth and reach of this artist's career. So you will see things that perhaps you've never seen before, and you will have wonderful moments of exploration in the show. There'll be another exhibition opening in New York later in the year. So this is really Hero's year of global attention and reattention to the work.
Yeah, and presumably while the artist is still alive, there's a rush to the market to get him to sign things.
Perhaps. It's a little bit cynical.
Yeah, but it's cynical. It's all right. Sorry.
What's incredible about this artist is that 86 years old, he's still working from his studio.
Yeah.
In I believe it's Central Park West. He's still working. So there's by no means is this putting a final cap on what the artist has to say, because he still is creating. And so who knows where he'll go from here.
I'm sorry for being cynical, Kathleen. Sorry, okay. So that is Hero. So good. He only needs one name, and that's at the Hamilton's Gallery in Mayfair. It's on until the 12th of March. We're going to stick with photography. Let's finally talk about Joel Meyerowitz. What is it with me and W's today? Talk us through this one, Kathleen, at Beatles and Huxley. It sounds a bit like a Dickensian solicitors firm.
A little bit. The show is actually really wonderful. The Joel Meyerowitz Cape Light exhibition at Beatles Huxley is timed to coincide with a re-release of the photo book called Cape Light, which was first published in 1978 by Aperture Foundation. This exhibition, as you said in your introduction, is the first time this collection of works has ever been shown in London. So it is a really exciting opportunity. The series was originally published in 1979, and it depicts the coast and small towns of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Doesn't sound like anything exciting, but it presented in the gallery space, it is a beautiful, serene moment of calm and reflection just off the busy Piccadilly Road, which is quite wonderful.
And are these are, I mean, as the name suggests, these are all about light. These are about sunrises, yeah, sunsets.
Exactly.
Are they quite panoramic, or how big are the pictures?
They're 20 by 24 inches, 30 by 40. So standard size that you would expect for contemporary photography. The photographs are a powerful study of color, light, and scale of the landscape. What I think we need to all consider is that while the works in this exhibition may not seem particularly groundbreaking or controversial now to the contemporary viewer, it's important to note that color photography in the 1970s was not considered fine art. So this was a huge departure by the artist and risk to be devoting such time to the exploration of what the color photograph could do. And this series, Cape Light, wouldn't have worked in black and white.
Yeah.
It is all about the color. It's about the mood and the emotions and the memory that's captured in that color. And
are they populated, these? Are these very much landscapes, or do we see, you know?
They're landscapes. They are empty interiors. It's a view from a window out into a seascape. It's an empty parking lot outside of a grocery store. Really quintessential small town America. Yeah. Joel Meyerowitz comes out of a street photography background. So this work strips away all of that busyness and the chaos, yeah, and even the figures to it simply being about the atmosphere and the presence of light.
And his street photography was so good to look at. I mean, you know, I guess there was an element of fashion, of accidental fashion photography in his street photography, like there is to so many street photographers,
exactly,
the fantastic fashions of New York City, etc., wherever else he was in the world. But this has an element of nostalgia to it as well, I suppose, because it's a time capsule to small town America, which has changed so
truly
much as well.
It right? truly is. And this work, it was this series, actually, the Cape Light publication was considered one of the most influential and popular photography books of the later part of the 20th century. It sold over 150,000 copies in its first edition, which is just unheard of. Also, to contextualize, in 1976, I believe, it was the Museum of Modern Art in New York showed its first only color photography show with William Eggleston. And this exhibition was a complete flop. It was critically panned by every single art critic that there was. Wow. Even the New York Times called it deeply disappointing, which is nothing you'd ever use to describe William Eggleston at the time, or
yeah,
now,
or
actually.
Since, yeah.
Or since. So he was really working against the grain with this. And the fact that it was so immensely popular, not only at the time, but now, almost 30 years later, it's really a testament to the quality of the work and the vision of this artist.
What a fantastic roundup, Kathleen. Thank you very much. We
it's
talked
a pleasure.
Last about Cape Light, Joel Meyerowitz. That's on until the 20th of Feb at Beatles and Huxley. Before that, Hero at Hamilton's in London. Until the 12th of March, we kicked off with Tom Wesselman at David Zwirner, also in Mayfair, hooked by Jowter to Dover Street, I suppose. You're never far away from some good stuff around there. That brings to the end of today's show. Thanks to my guest, Kathleen Fox-Davies. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow with a week in music. But for the time being, from me, thanks for tuning in.